On the show today, we have CSI's very own Steve Sanders talking about a new survey they just conducted showing consumers are actually eager for cybersecurity education. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Steve Sanders from CSI. Steve, how are you, sir?
I am absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Welcome to the show. And you guys just conducted a new survey showing consumers eager for cybersecurity education. We like that. That's a good thing, I think. So having said that, can you tell us a bit more on this poll that you conducted showing that consumers were eager for cybersecurity education, which is always a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I guess let's begin with a little background. Each year we publish a poll. We do a consumer poll that the point of this is to try to help financial institutions better understand what the needs are of their clients. Mm-hmm. So we take a different focus each time we do this. But this time we felt cybersecurity was a great way to go because obviously this is a huge risk in the world today. And something that we're all interested in, mm-hmm. not just those of us who are in the financial services business, but frankly, as the poll showed, everybody is interested in this. So it really brought back some interesting results, I think.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, speaking of results, I don't want to steal all the thunder, but if you could share maybe one or two of the key findings that really kind of stuck out.
Yeah. And you've already touched on one of those. And that was the one that really, I don't know that I would say surprised me, but it still was the one that caught my attention the most. And that is that the end consumer is really interested in this topic and they want to be trained on it.
Yeah.
I think that where we're missing something here is, you know, for years, our banks and our credit unions throughout our communities have all been known as this source of reliability and confidence within the community.
Right.
We've always looked at it that way within our, especially our community financial institutions.
No doubt.
And so in those cases, they're valued members of the community and the people are seeing them that way. I think what this poll is showing is that the end user wants to know more, and they believe that our financial institutions are a good place to learn about that.
It seems like a natural place to go to find out more about this. Other than, hey, you know what? I'm going to deposit my money here. Hey, I'm going to make a withdrawal. I'm going to get a loan. Hey, let's find out more about cybersecurity. Oh, let's go to our financial institution or a credit union in this case. So it sounds like a kind of a natural place to go, which increases the value of that financial institution, I would think.
Absolutely. And I think credit unions are well positioned for this because, you know, the members of credit unions really trust what that credit union is. And it gives them a natural inroad into this. Now, unfortunately, not all credit unions or banks, for that matter, are experts in cybersecurity. But here's the fact about it, though. While attacks are increasing against financial institutions, mm-hmm. successful attacks are not really increasing that much. And that is showing the end user that this is compared to a store, for example, this is a safe place.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we don't have our problems. We
right.
do.
Right.
But it is a safe place. So that was probably the most shocking thing to me is the high percentage of people. So I think there's a grand opportunity here, one that really is worthy of exploring.
Yeah, so I would think kind of reading between the lines here, I would think a credit union would like, hey, you know, let's really up our game in this area. Let's really bring in experts. Let's have seminars, webinars, whatever, you know, a day at the credit union to learn more about cybersecurity. I mean, just to really position themselves as a leader or an expert in this area, which, again, would really enhance their value, I would think.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think the approach to this is going to be key. I have participated in a number of trainings of this nature, and I've seen successful trainings and I've seen unsuccessful ones.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing to me is what differentiates the successful and the unsuccessful, especially when the programs were essentially the same. And
right.
I think part of that is understanding who your audience is and when can you attract your audience. If your audience is generally people who work from 8 to 4 or 8 to 5, which would be the majority of people who
pretty
are
much.
Credit unions, you want to have your training at 12 p.m. Will they show up? So you have to think about when the right time is for your clientele.
Mm-hmm.
When will they show up? What are they interested in? And honestly, you only get one shot to do this well.
Right.
If they come in the first time and it's a bomb, the information isn't good, it isn't presented well, they won't come back for the
right.
second.
Right.
So I think, you know, for our financial institutions to bring in experts, people that can really explain this, it benefits them in multiple ways. Number one, it helps position them as the expert in the community, the trusted course that built upon what we have so long had with our financial institutions.
Right.
But then second, it gives them an opportunity to educate their clients, which strengthens their position.
Mm-hmm.
If the credit union's members are not falling for the scams, that's better for the credit union.
Indeed. Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
So it's a win-win. And in fact, if I were in charge of this at any financial institution, whether of course bank or credit union, mm-hmm. I would open it up to anyone to attend. It doesn't just need to be the members or the customers. Let's open it up.
Because great point.
You as the expert.
Yep, great point. And that could bring in new members as well. So yeah,
absolutely.
Again, another win.
There was one other thing that was eye-opening for me in this. And this is really very similar to what we're seeing in the world today. People are interested. They want to know what's going on. They don't want to be compromised. Data breaches are a bother. Compromised debit cards and credit cards are a bother. But people aren't looking at themselves as the issue.
Hmm. Interesting.
They're only so for example, greater than 70% of the people had concern about data breaches and compromised cards. But yet, only 50% have concerns about malicious software.
Well, that concerns me. That is a concern.
So what we're seeing, I think, is we're seeing kind of this cultural phenomenon that we have right now, that I have a concern that something might happen to me, but I'm not going to take that personal responsibility mm-hmm. to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I think that ties right back into this education piece, because people need to understand that if there is a data breach on their computer, that's no one's fault but their own.
Right. Yeah, you got to take some accountability. The onus is on you to protect yourself. I mean, yeah, you can go out there and be educated all you want, but you got to take those steps to protect yourself, as well as the credit union protecting your member. The member has to protect themselves as well. It's a two-way street for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's probably where the education comes
right.
to help people understand their role in this.
Did you guys narrow it down? I mean, this is just a question off the top of my head, because we have people of all ages in our family, obviously. And, you know, we got grandparents, we got the parents, we got the kids. So did you kind of split that up to see where the cybersecurity risks were more prominent? Because our kids, our teenagers and college, they could right now, they could care less about their privacy because they're immune to everything. But it seems like the older we get, the more concerned we are, at least in my family.
That's exactly right. But let me share something that may startle you a little
okay.
bit. So if there is a breach at a credit union, the younger age group is the group most likely to leave.
Really? Wow.
And they are the ones that care least about privacy. They're the people who, generally speaking, the millennials don't care about privacy. But they are. Here's my theory on this.
Okay.
It's not that they care more about privacy. It is that their ties are less strong.
Right, right.
And so they're willing to pack up and leave,
yep.
you know, on snap of a finger.
Because it's easy.
So, right, it's easy. And as you see the age increase, so by the time we get up into nearing retirement age, we see far fewer people who will leave when a data breach happens.
Mm-hmm.
So while the younger generation is not as concerned about privacy, they are absolutely the ones you're going to lose if you have a breach.
So that is like an oxymoron or a dichotomy, one of those words. It's so strange. Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh. Let's look at the overall picture here, Steve. So how do you see this survey? How do you see the results here benefiting credit unions overall? Because it sounds like if they position themselves right, they can gain more members, become a bigger leader in the community as far as on this topic, et cetera, et cetera. Is this kind of what you guys are seeing as well?
Yeah, that's absolutely it. If you want to talk about how this benefits the credit unions out there, number one, it's that knowledge of really understanding what's going on in the member's mind or the potential member's mind.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of surveys out there. You can pick up a survey a day. But very few of them are targeting the niche that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for us to understand how serious are consumers about leaving if there's a data breach.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the stats tell us that in the end, 27% of people will leave their financial institution during a breach. Now, that's far less than the number that we found said they would. And mm-hmm. we would expect that. People often say more than they'll do.
Sure.
But still, Name a credit union in the country that can lose 27% of their clients comfortably.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a single one, really.
No. So what we found, and this is an important takeaway for anyone, the way you respond to a breach matters. Because if you potentially are going to lose 70% of your clients mm-hmm. due to a breach,
mm-hmm.
how you respond, how you assure them that they're okay, how you assure them that you've done the right things means a lot. If they hear about this through the grapevine before they hear about it from you,
right,
then you have lost that customer.
Right.
So we have to think about these things. And I would tell every credit union out there today, one of the number one things they need to be thinking about is that incident response program, mm-hmm. because that is playing into this. That you have potentially in that younger age group as many as 80% that might leave. I think that was the number. But you have a very high percentage that would leave in that younger group. But if you could respond appropriately and give them confidence,
yeah.
they leave.
Yeah, it's like those stories you hear about professional athletes, how they found out they were traded on Twitter. So it's yeah. like, nobody yeah. called me, but I found out on Twitter.
So I think, you know, that we talk a lot about incident response, but what we don't talk about, and I've seen this in financial institutions across the nation, we don't talk about notifying that end user in a way that is palatable.
Yeah, no doubt. That's super important, super important. And that kind of segues to one of my last questions here is like, what goals did you have when you were conducting the survey? What did you guys want to achieve?
Well, from our perspective, cybersecurity is a big deal.
We
pay a lot of attention to that. And we believe, as a company, I think, that this is one of the more important areas that our financial institutions need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
We felt that the questions that we were asking were questions that would help raise the awareness, help the financial institutions to position themselves a little better depending on the answers. And those answers that came back exactly, they played out exactly like we expected would happen, that there's this opportunity for training, there's this opportunity to be better with incident response, there's this opportunity to better understand what motivates your members, for mm-hmm. example. They want to be secure, but they don't want to do what it takes to be secure.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, there's one other interesting piece.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so one thing that will stun people, 70% of all people believe they know how to respond during a data breach.
Oh, really? They do, huh? I don't know how to respond.
That's not what we see play out in real life.
Yeah.
Well, we had one of the largest, most impactful data breaches in the world in the last year, and people didn't respond appropriately. So people don't know how to respond.
Right.
And you know, what I challenged, it was actually another credit union a couple of weeks ago, what I challenged them in a presentation I did for them, I asked the question, I rattled off these things that people should be doing to respond. I said, ask yourself, how many people really know to do these things?
Right, right.
Like freeze your credit. You know, how many people have actually done that?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is not many.
Right, right.
And so we have a false sense of security from the end user. And we need to know that, because their vulnerability becomes our vulnerability.
Oh, well said, well said. All right, on that note, because I think that's a very important note, I think all of this stuff is super important, obviously. So where can folks find out more details on this survey? Because there's some super important information in here, some great findings you guys did.
Absolutely. So they can get a copy of the executive summary by going to csiweb.com. That's
okay.
The letters CSI, Computer Services Inc., web.com.
Okay.
/ Consumer Poll 19.
Got it. And we'll put that link in the show notes too, so they can get right to it.
Yeah, fantastic. And I think everyone needs to go out and read this. It's not a long read. Valuable information that came from it that they need to see.
Yeah, I tell you, whenever I talk to credit union CEOs, I always ask them, like, hey, what keeps you awake at night? And 10 out of 10, cybersecurity is like within the top one or two. So you got an audience for sure, I'm sure. So, all righty, Steve. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. This is really, really beneficial, I think. So, yeah. and let's talk again soon. See where we are with this stuff. All right.
That sounds great. It's good talking to you.
Good talking to you as well. Thanks again, Steve. All right. That was fun. Yeah.